President Trump says he's looking forward to meeting again with North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un. Their next summit is planned for late February. And the venue, though not official yet, is expected to be Vietnam. The World's Matthew Bell explains why that choice makes sense for everybody.
Why Vietnam? From the U.S. perspective, the country is a shining example of what North Korea's future could look like.
We know it's a real possibility because we see how Vietnam has traveled this remarkable path.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, speaking in Hanoi last summer, described Vietnam's post-war economic success as a miracle, something the North Koreans could pull off too. Pompeo suggested the turning point for Vietnam came just 20 years after the fall of Saigon. It was 1995 when the U.S. and Vietnam reestablished diplomatic relations. From the Vietnamese capital, Pompeo had this message for the dictator back in North Korea.
President Trump believes your country can replicate this path. It's yours if you'll seize the moment. The miracle can be yours. It can be your miracle in North Korea as well.
From Washington's perspective, Vietnam is a country that's gone from historic enemy to important partner. Zachary Abuza is an expert on Southeast Asia at the National War College. He says the U.S.-Vietnam relationship is growing closer and closer.
We have seen just a surge in U.S. investment in the country. Vietnam very much wanted to be part of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. It did more than any other country to meet the requirements to gain entry. They've increased their military relationship with the United States. We had the first port visit this last year of a U.S. aircraft carrier.
The Vietnamese would be keen to play host for Trump and Kim, Abuza says. It's an opportunity to be in the international spotlight, to be relevant. He says it's also a chance for Vietnam's leaders to help this American president engage with the region.
They understand that Trump is a transactional president, and the ability to host a major summit, something that really matters to the president, is something that they have to offer him.
Vietnam as a summit venue would work well for North Korea, too, starting with a practical reason, says Sung-yeon Lee, a Korea expert at the Fletcher School at Tufts University.
It's ironic that North Korea has the capability to shoot an intercontinental ballistic missile that can reach Washington, D.C., some 13,000 kilometers away, but doesn't have the technology to build an airplane, a passenger airplane, that can travel more than 4,000 kilometers or so.
And flying in a North Korean plane is probably a must for Kim when he travels to meet the U.S. president. So the venue has to be within range. That reportedly ruled out Switzerland, where Kim Jong-un went to boarding school. He would have needed to hitch a ride on a Chinese plane for that trip. Vietnam is not just closer geographically to the North Korean regime. Sung-yeon Lee says the national narratives of the two communist countries also resonate.
Vietnam has been a shining model of communist-led unification for the North Korean regime for decades now.
Victory over the American imperialists.
Indeed, and also being able to deceive the American imperialists to compel them to withdraw and then effectively take over.
But what about Vietnam's economic miracle, the one Mike Pompeo talks about? The booming trade that Vietnam has developed with the U.S., with South Korea and its neighbors. Isn't that an enticing option for North Korea's leader? Lee says not if Washington insists that Kim gives up his nuclear weapons first.
The longer this negotiation process goes on, the more time and money Kim Jong-un will be able to buy to do what he really seeks, which is to further advance his lethal nuclear and ballistic missile capabilities.
No matter where the second Trump-Kim summit might take place, Vietnam or elsewhere, there's a growing consensus on this point. Today, the Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, delivered a report to Congress saying North Korea is unlikely to denuclearize, which, of course, was the whole point for President Trump meeting Kim Jong-un in the first place. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.